this.
Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Makeup or Breakup. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's make up or break up with Fitz in the Morning.
Every single Tuesday or Thursday around this time with Fitz in the Morning, we have a Northwest couple voluntarily join the show, and they joined the show to really try to get your advice and your input. So let's get together and help them out, make up or break up. I want to welcome to the show Eve, who is in Federal Way right now. Good morning, Eve. How are you?
Good morning, Fitz. I'm not doing so hot, let me tell you.
I kind of felt that from your Facebook message. So at the very top of it, it says Mr. Irresponsible. Mm. So I clicked on it, and Eve, you were telling me about your boyfriend, Derek, and you know Derek is on hold right now. He's hearing all this. From what I gathered from the Facebook message, he's late to everything. He forgets absolutely everything, where he's supposed to be, who he's supposed to pick up. Can you elaborate on that?
Of course. You know, what really pushes my buttons is that he has no regard for punctuality at all, but only concerned when I'm involved, when our kids are involved. If he always shows up 3 hours early for a Seahawks game, and whenever I plan something, whenever I tell him to pick up the kids from school, whenever I tell him to do anything, it's, oh my gosh, I completely forgot. Oh my gosh, I don't know. What did you tell me? And he calls me 3 times to confirm. Oh yeah, wait, that's what is it that you wanted me to do? And it's just, why can't he just remember things the first time? And it's terrible. Last week we had a barbecue. It was the first barbecue that we're having since the quarantine, and he knew how important it was for me. And he showed up, the barbecue started at 7, he showed up around 9:30.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, why? You know, you knew that this was at this time. Why did you show up so late? And he, like, shrugged me off, and I don't think I can handle it anymore.
What is he saying is the reason for, you know, basically him being late to everything?
Basically that I don't sense, you know, hard dates, and that it's not that important if he shows up a bit late, but, you know, it's just me and it's fine. And that's super disrespectful to me. If I tell you to be there at a certain time, I want you to be there at a certain time. That's important to me.
But you also said when it comes to things that he's passionate about, he is right on time, Johnny on the spot.
He's never late.
Okay.
He's early.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know he's on hold right now, and there's two sides to every story. What is he going to say? What do you think his response is going to be when we get him on the phone in just a little bit?
I think his response is going to be, you know, like, I'm not specific enough, and that he's a man, but it's okay. You know, sometimes he forgets things, and it's all fine.
Okay, 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. It's make up or break up. We're going to get Derek's side of the story. He's on hold right now, hearing every bit of this. And how else is he irresponsible?
He is always late to things, Fitz, especially when it comes to me or my kids. And I ask him for a favor, and he's never there on time. He left my poor kid, Timmy, waiting for an hour when last year, when school was still in session. He left my kid waiting an hour for school. They called me, and I had to go eventually pick him up because he completely forgot. And I confronted him about it, and he was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. It slipped my mind.
And what about the barbecue the other day? You said it was like your first big kind of get-together since the quarantine stuff. And what happened?
Last week, I planned a barbecue. It was the first time that we were going to see all our friends since the quarantine. We were so happy. And I told him, you know, be here at 7. Everyone's going to get here at 7. He got there at 9:30. 9:30, okay? The barbecue, it only went to like 10.
All right, he's been on hold this whole time hearing all this. It's make up or break up. Text to 96459. Derek in Federal Way, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good, my friend. I know it's got to be weird hearing people talk about you, but you did volunteer for this. but our, listen, our only priority is to help you out and really try to give you some good advice. So I guess the question is, why are you late to everything? Is that true?
No. I mean, I'm late to a couple things. I mean, this thing with the kids, isolated incident, the thing with the party. I mean, I don't know. Do I really need to rush to get there the minute, like, people arrive? I just, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting a little hated on here. And in reality, I mean, I make plenty of things on time.
She said you absolutely do. Things like the Seahawks games when they're going on and Mariners games.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been going to Seahawks games for, you know, 15 years with my friends. I mean, we meet every... Every time there's a game, we meet up 3 hours early and we tailgate and we go to the game. It's like a tradition. It's in the calendar. And then there's like these little one-off things that she throws out sometimes and expects me to remember them, you know, and I'm like, wait, what? Were you serious about that? I guess I don't know what she really is talking about sometimes and what she's, you know, going to get offended by if I come a little late too.
I think in a way she's just trying to reach out and get you to hopefully think that some of her, you know, her events are also important as well. And that'll make her feel important to you. By being late to all those things, it kind of makes her feel like she's not important to you.
Exactly. What she's making it sound like, is that you are disrespectful of her time and her priorities. Would you agree with that?
I mean, disrespectful? I mean, if that's the word she uses, I mean, I'm not trying to be.
Do you love her?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we've been together a long time, but...
Do you like the way she kisses you?
This took a turn.
Yes, do you like the way she... I'm trying to do something here. This is a therapy technique I use. Do you like the way she kisses you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And Eve, in federal way, do you like the way Derek kisses you?
I do.
Then that's very important. Then I believe everything can be worked out here. Remember the feeling you get when you kiss each other.
Yeah.
Do you want to lose that? I remember when my wife kissed me for the first time. She said she never had a kiss like that, and I said, I get it. I understand. I knew I had her then. And each of us never want to lose that feeling we get when we have the best kisser. So let's make it work out here. Let's make this work out. This isn't a big deal.
That got so weird.
What? I think it's really good advice.
I think you brought a note card over there. What? That was like a prepared speech.
It's not prepared
bizarre,
at all.
Man.
It's for real.
You brought them together in awkwardness.
I did. They like kissing each other.
You've stunned them into silence.
They're going to both be on time for a meeting to talk about how weird you are.
No, it's important. You don't want to give up that really good kisser. You don't want to give up that person who loves you the right way, if you know what I mean. You marry that person who loves you the right way.
Yeah.
So if it's worth working out, then Derek, quit being late to everything. Let her know that she's important to you.
That's exactly what I need. I need to know that I matter to him.
Right.
And right now he's not telling me that I'm a priority.
833-822-BULL. Text the show to 96459. All right, guys, as you know, we have a therapist in Renton who would love to see you guys. You get 2 free appointments, and there's a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages coming in. So just turn up the radio, okay? Again, text to 96459. 833-822-BULL. Make up or break up, and we'll begin with some of the texts coming in right now.
Woo.
Yeah.
The texters, yeah, they have taken a stand, really. Derek's not popular. This one says, this is Laura in Bellevue. Good job, Laura. Being chronically late is a sign that he does not respect her or her time. Also, in a relationship, a couple is supposed to work as a team. If this guy can't respect her enough to simply match her schedule, how are they going to coordinate finances, childcare, all that stuff down the road? Here's a kick under the curb, 100% breakup.
Drop kick him over the goalpost.
Yep. A lot of talk about disrespect.
Can I just say one thing? Ladies, don't get mad, but I think a lot of ladies could agree that sometimes they have an issue with tardiness as well. Matter of fact, my buddy Brad Paisley wrote a song about it, Waiting on a Woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, they maybe a couple of times the guy is late to a couple of things. Has she never been late before either?
Yeah, this is not picking up children and 2.5 hours late to an event that she is throwing. Yeah.
He was being perfectly reasonable, though.
This isn't 15 minutes. Mm.
Seems like he wants to try to
acknowledge
that he's got an issue, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go to Lisa in Mill Creek. Good morning, Lisa. Should they make up or break up? What do you think?
Good morning. You know, I think they should make up. It happens to a lot of couples. Guys usually tend to prioritize their guy's stuff more than, like, family stuff. And I'm not saying that in general. I just, from my experience, like, I know my husband will go and golf. Remember to go golfing with his friends, but he'll forget that I have a spa day the same day.
Right.
And what we do is we just made a joint calendar with, you know, reminders and stuff, and it happens to work. A reminder will pop up, or anytime he wants to go hang out, he'll check the calendar and see if that's free or if we have anything to do that day. And it seems to work with us. So I think they can come up with something and, you know, make up.
But should a relationship really involve a calendar and, honey, let's fit each other in right here at this time and that time?
Some
that
people need
scares
it.
Me.
Some people
yes.
need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people work better that way. I mean, you know how you learn in different ways. That's how he maybe he'll learn. And I mean, or it could be a different system. I don't know. But something, they have to come up with something, or else they're just going to keep running in circles and hitting the same, you know, problem.
Go to Christy and Gig Harbor. Thank you, by the way, so much for everybody for being great Insta therapists. What's up, Christy and Gig Harbor? Do we have a makeup or breakup here?
Well, first, this, I got to tell you, I really like you guys, but you got to stop giving out therapy advice.
You didn't like his kiss therapy?
You don't think, let me just say, though, don't think you should marry the person who gives you a little tingle in the jingle?
I definitely think you should marry them. That's not it.
Okay.
It's the fact that you're basing the premise that the kiss should supersede and take care of the fact that she feels devalued.
And
by not respecting her time, he's devaluing her.
Yes.
I think your hormones are in overdrive. baby.
What else is new?
Ma'am?
Oh, so you've met him before.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what else, Christy? My breasts are very tender right now.
I didn't know you could get weirder, and you just did. Thank you.
We can take that offline. We can take it offline.
Sorry. I need to tell someone today.
Oh, my God.
I have feelings, too.
There's a screen for that.
Now we're talking.
Oh,
no. Oh, man.
I think you broke it, man.
Christy, you rock.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you for listening. That was great. Oh, man. All right. Looking at everything, social media, text messages, phone calls. Do we have a makeup or breakup? And what is the percentage today?
Gosh, we do. But Derek did not fare well. The P1s, we're in the mid-90s, and they're still coming in. We're in the mid-90s for breakup. I don't think it's that bad, people. But the P1s have spoken. They don't think Derek's got what it takes to be a respectful boyfriend.
Again, thank you as always. And makeup or breakup every Tuesday and Thursday with Fitz in the Morning. In case you missed any of it today, it is going to be on the podcast, like right after the show, about, 11 noonish, something like that?
Yep.
98.9thebull.com. Go there, hit subscribe.